I'm John Ranford. I'm working on a thing called SurfAid, a new internet service where £1 a month will go to people in need across the world through Christian Aid.
Is this fairly unique?
It's absolutely unique. It's the first charitable internet scheme that's ever been produced in the UK.
Why did Christian Aid see there was a need for this?
We were approached by Global Internet, a major internet company, who was keen to give us £12 a year out of every subscription. And we launched it back in January. We've already sent out 1,000 CDs with the software on it. People are coming online, people are building websites and doing all sorts of interesting things.
So what sort of people are actually going with this kind of scheme?
Well, mainly we're starting with supporters of Christian Aid, and they're taking it up because they feel it's part of their support. But it's being taken up by anyone and everyone who really wants to support charity while they're on the internet. The scheme is an ordinary access provider scheme like you might find with BT or through another access provider. The complete difference is that £1 a month will go to the third world.
But so many other companies are giving away discs on the front covers of magazines with offers like 50 hours free online time. I mean, how can you compete with something like that?
Lots of people go on to a free service and then they find maybe when they sign up properly it costs a lot of money. With SurfAid, you actually pay only £8.81 a month on an annual basis, and that works out as a lot cheaper.
No, originally there was a fair bit of hostility in Christian circles about computers and the internet and things like that. So what's been the big change that's been able to bring somebody like Christian Aid on board with a scheme like this?
Well, the internet itself is a method of communication, like a telephone. So yes, the telephone can be used for good or bad. Similarly, the internet can be used for good or evil. Now, the fact that people are using it for purposes which many of us would find abhorrent doesn't mean to say that Christians or other people ought to be doing good things on the internet. And so that's what we're doing.
Now, how about Christian Aid? Do you practice what you preach? I mean, you've got people all over the world. How do they stay in touch?
Part of the internet is simply email, and that works at lightning speed because electricity travels at lightning speed. And half of our partners in the third world who are working with the poor are actually on email, and that's how we deal with them. It's faster than telephone, it's faster than the fax, certainly faster than sending letters.
Now, we're always hearing horror stories about the internet, you know, pornography, bomb-making equipment, things like that. Is there anything SurfAid can do to protect the users from that kind of material?
Yes, it is a very dangerous thing, the internet as a whole. And the only way to really make sure that you've got control over it is to buy software. We've gone into this in great depth and come up with a software package called Cyber Patrol, rather nicely named. Cyber Patrol is a company where a team of people look at the different sites and they categorise them into different categories, sites which may be acceptable or not to you. The idea is that you can choose which category of material you do want or don't want. And if you've got children, then you can log off certain types of material. This has been extremely effective, and thrown into the bargain, you get the ability to restrict the times of day for internet access, and you can limit the number of hours in any one week that your child uses the internet. So there are ways of controlling the internet, and we believe that we've looked at the best and gone with the best.
Well, it all sounds very good, but how easy is it to set up?
Well, it's a very easy to set up system. You get all the software you need on the disk that we supply, so you simply ring up and we'll send you a free disk. The support that you get on the telephone is an award-winning telephone line. There are no setup charges. When you get on, you've got no hourly charges. You've got 3 megabytes of web space, which if you're interested in making your own web page, then you can build one and tell everyone in the world what you're interested about. In addition to that, you get as many email addresses as you'd like, so you can put all your family members on a different email address.